Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
Jake from The Bachelor and now Dancing with the Stars.
On the wings of love.
Oh, yeah.
Love this song.
Sing it, Jake. Come on,
that's
man.
That's great. That's wonderful.
A song if you've never heard.
Stuck in my head since early October.
I was going to say, if you never heard this song again in your life, you'd probably be so happy.
That and Roses. I never thought I'd get sick of Roses.
When they came to you and they said that they were going to use that song over and over and over on your show, are you like, come on, guys. Come on.
Well, you know, they were kind of looking for a little bit of an edge. You know, they're like, what can we do with Jake? I was like, hey, the pilot thing. And so they, you know, we milked it, you know,
yes,
every drop
yes,
out of that one, didn't we?
Yes, they did. Jake, my first question, because I was a huge fan of your season of the show, is what you thought of the Gank, who was hooking up with the camera guy behind the scenes. What was up with that?
Oh, Roslyn, yeah. I tell you what, just, you know, to give you a real, real honest answer, that took everybody by surprise. I'm putting myself back there that night. You know, I was actually sitting under one of the awnings with Christina, you know, the restaurant manager. She's a doll, you know, and Chris Harrison came and interrupted our conversation, and it's always kind of scary when he walks in the room, and so, you know, the hair on my neck started to stand up, thinking, oh, great, something's happening. And it's funny, he apologized. He said, look, man, I'm, as your friend, I am really sorry about what I'm getting ready to have to tell you. He said, I wish I could make this one go away. And when he said that, I thought maybe a relative of mine had died or something. I had no idea. But that put the entire Bachelor franchise really in a tough spot legally, and you know, when you have an employee that crosses a line like that, it sucks.
Well, she was pretty hot. I can understand why the cameraman wanted that, but then when she was confronted about the whole thing, she was like, that's my personal life and you're not allowed to ask about that. Everybody's
oh,
like, geez.
You're read the contract. That's kind of what reality TV is, isn't
it? Exactly. there's no such thing as privacy in reality TV, right?
Nope. But, you know, I think Rosalind's doing well now. You know, there's no ill will, though. I mean, it made the show really interesting, kind of at her expense. But
There was some controversy there for a while, like tabloid controversy that I don't know anybody got any closure on. And I want to address it with you, because maybe now is the time that you say, okay, let me just tell you what was all going on. We have some friends in radio down in Panama City. And while the whole show was going on, they had this girl call up one day. Her name is Tanya Douglas, and she was claiming that she was in a relationship with you while you were on the show dating the other people. And I just want to play like a 30-second clip of what she claims is her truth, okay?
All right.
We dated from May until October of 2009. We met on an airplane in July of 2008. And then he says, Tanya, I just want to let you know that ever since I first saw you get on the plane in Asheville, I've never loved anyone more. While we're texting back and forth, he's pleading with me, please tell them no comment. Please don't comment at all. The media is vicious. They will make this terribly ugly. And I thought, for someone who has nothing to hide, what is this that the media is making ugly?
All right, that was on our friend Kramer's show down in Panama City. Is there any grain of truth in that at all?
That I had a relationship while I was on the show? Absolutely none. That is fabricated.
Did you have a relationship, and what was it like being in a relationship with someone with such an annoying voice?
You know, all of the women that I have ever dated, you know, have been super high caliber, and it just, You know, I tell you what's really surprising, and it's happened, you know, as I've gone through this journey on The Bachelor, now Dancing with the Stars, is you really find out a lot about people. You know, some people that I was really, really close with, you know, are now no longer friends. And some acquaintances mm-hmm. that I really didn't know, never thought that they would be great friends, have stepped up and were now best friends. And so you really find out a lot about people.
What happened?
The one thing that's really nasty about all of this mm-hmm. is I found that the tabloids not only pay for pictures, but they'll pay for editorial. And when you wave a quarter in somebody's face, it's amazing what they'll say about you, what they'll make up about you.
Is that when you talk about close people, do they take advantage of your stardom to try to, you know, kind of propel themselves?
Not only in that case, but several others. So it's you know, fame is not what it's cracked up to be. You know, so you know, all those, you know, probably all the kids listening this morning, you know, I'd love to be famous and be on TV mm-hmm. and everything. The TV part, you know, that's fun, but the fame part, it's not real.
But that said, you still signed up for Dancing with the Stars, which isn't the same kind of reality TV show, but it certainly keeps you, you know, in the spotlight.
There. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does. I did it because I wanted to learn to dance. You know, when you're 10 years old, it's not really that cool to be able to, you know, dance. But, you know, when you're 32, be able to turn a girl on a dance, shoot, it's like being on a date and playing the piano for the girl.
And
you're just in.
Yeah. And you're newly engaged to Vienna. And you're engaged to Vienna right now. Are you teaching any of her your dance moves?
You know what? A lot of people ask me that question. The dance moves, you know, are somewhat complex. What she does is she stands there with me, and I'll frame up, and I'll practice some of my steps just with, you know, just having somebody to kind of counterbalance me. But I haven't taught her the routines yet. I think Chelsea's going to choreograph the, once we set a wedding date, choreograph the wedding dance, though.
Now, Jake, do you think if Allie had left the show, you would still be engaged to be Vienna?
Yes. I nothing would have changed. Allie, you know, wanted to come back onto the show, and I just knew in my heart that, you know, there was somebody else out there for Allie, and, you know, she's doing her own season now, and I have every faith in the world that she's going to wind up happy, you know, at the end of her season.
I'm excited to see it. Are you going to be watching it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Vienna and I both are Allie fans. Heck yeah.
Cool. Oh, good. Cool.
That's cool. Awesome.
All right, Jake, we know you got to run. You got a million of these to do, but I'll tell people to watch Dancing with the Stars, even
Definitely,
though the whole country is already.
All about votes. They can vote 7 times this Monday. It's what is it? You vote during the show and up to 30 minutes after it's over, and votes are that is where it is. That's how you keep people on there. And I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you so much for voting. I used to live in Vinings, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I consider Atlanta a second home. I fly for a giant airline out of Atlanta.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
I don't think I knew that. Well, cool. Well, the next time you're in Atlanta, stop on by here, man.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, man, I'll definitely do it. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
All right, Jake. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wendy, I'll dance with you.
I know. I'll show him my dance moves.
You got some moves for Jake.
So what was he saying about that clip that pretty much none of it's true and she was just doing it for a buck?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He never denied knowing that woman.
Nope.
But he was saying that while he was on the show, he never had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She's a little bitter.
You know what she is?
What?
She's on the wings, but you know what, Bert? She can't get into the cockpit.
The Marconi is won. It's over.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.